You are the company you keep is a piece of childhood advice that I've carried with me throughout my life. It resounds in my head in my mother's voice, the stern, unwavering, uncompromising, and at times difficult tones of my mother's voice. I've always loved difficult women, the kind of women who make men nervously clear their throats when questioned, the kind of women who won't take it lying down, who don't let up and can't be deterred. I recognised from an early age that these were often the women who would also be painted as a pain, a nag, bossy, above her station, too big for her boots, a difficult woman. I noticed how the papers that my dad bought never seemed to use such words to speak about men, how subjects of power seemed to be presented as exclusively male and subjects of desire almost strictly female. But when speaking about a woman who embodies the two, difficult. There's something about that word, difficult. The way it rolls off the tongue, difficult. The way it's been coded to swiftly and purposefully shut her up.